Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom. Welcome to Blueprint for Life. This is the day that the Most High has made, so let us rejoice and be glad. Give Him all praises. We're in the midst of Feast of Unleavened Bread. Some of you are celebrating Passover. However, it is the first of the High Holy Days being celebrated based upon Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. So let's sound the shofar. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. Pray for those that are struggling, going through it. It's tough times. But you're here with us. You promised to never leave us or forsake us. So I'm praying that you give your people hope who are struggling. When people don't have money, don't have food, don't have jobs. Father, we pray that you would just protect those that are crying out to you. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, we pray. I pray that you're having a blessed Sabbath. I am not going to be on here long. I know that a lot of you are going through certain things, and I as well. None of us are exempt from the atmosphere. And I don't want to get caught up into conspiracy theories. I just want this to be the Sabbath and for you to enjoy it and to rest and enjoy Christ, because if we ever needed him before, we sure do need him now. And I think our prayers will pull us through. We are here to encourage and preach and teach. And then there's times when the teachers need to be poured into as well. Because I have not heard prophetic utterance in the midst of this yet, and God is standing by and standing back. People are going to the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, and we are in the midst of a high holy season. So I really want you to know that he's trying to see how we're going to respond and who's going to stand in this hour. It's not always up to someone to tell you what they think is going on or prophesy, but there's times when God gets quiet, the Most High will get quiet and will allow for your faith to stand and come forth. That's what we're doing right now. I see a lot of people who are pulling back on what they talked about, believed in, shouted about, sang about, and now they're ready to just not trust the Most High. You read these scriptures about no weapon formed against you will prosper. You read these scriptures about Psalms 91, and now that it's here and it's in your face, it's like, do you really believe what you read? What you preached? Because unfortunately we are more fascinated, astonished, and fearful of what we can see than what we can't see. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter tells us that the things that are seen are temporal, and the things unseen are eternal. And what Paul was talking about was our faith in Christ. We'll see these things happening all around us on the news, TV, so-called deaths, but fear is being perpetrated. So I want you to be encouraged. I'm not going to do the herb of the day, any of that, but I do encourage you all to get some Irish moss, sea moss, bladder wrack, potassium iodide to deal with the intensified radiation. And I encourage you all to try to continue to pray, conquer yourselves and your fears. And we are praying for couples everywhere, because this cabin fever is no joke. It's no joke. Relationships are being tested. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have been made free. Keep the victory. I just wanted to come on here and say something. Keep listening to us on Wednesdays, 180 Degree Wednesday. And our Shabbats will continue to be the same. And I pray that we will see where this is going. As a matter of fact, I don't want to say I want to see us get through this. I'll go back, because this was prophesied in the Bible, and we're here. We go back. We have to press reset. We start all over. But if we go forward, we get to the point where Yeshua comes back. Jesus Christ returns. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I'm not going to sit up here and say, I want things to go back to where they were. I don't want to say that. I've been reading this book for a long time, wondering if this would happen in my lifetime. and it's here. Now let's allow our faith to come to the forefront and not be afraid in everything that we put inside ourselves with scriptures, lessons. You got every preacher preaching on the internet now. And they all feel disenfranchised. They all look like, I don't know what to tell you. It's nothing to tell you. What you've been preaching about is here in our face. The book of Revelations, tests, trying times, it's coming. Jacob's trouble, yeah, it's all here. Now, will you stand and will you be ready when he comes? All right. Vita Preacher, this has been Blueprint for Life. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom again. And pray that you have a blessed Sabbath. Get your rest. And continue to pray and seek the Most High. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I got